if you had a trip planned with your friends and it was going to be like a fun trip with different couples and you had all outgoing things to do, and then all of a sudden everybody backed out except for you and your husband, would you still go on that trip? It's exactly what happened to me, Raven. And that's why I asked the other day, what would you do in this situation? And it was so funny how torn people were on the text line and calling in.
You know, the thing with me is people always talk a big talk about going on group vacations in my circle of friends. And when it comes down to it, they hardly ever do it. So I'm kind of used to this scenario. It's happened to me 1,000 times. I never hold up my plans or make them contingent upon another couple. We're used to going places on our own. We kind of generate our own party. But I get it. I mean, when you're talking about going to New Orleans, as you were,
yeah,
you know, it's a different vibe, right? And it's certainly a different feeling. It feels like a letdown after you're all charged up talking a big game.
Right.
And then it's you too. So what ultimately are you going
to
do?
So I had to make a decision. What happened was earlier this week, and my friends always follow through. So this isn't something that happens all the time. Like, they don't talk a big game. If we say we're going to go somewhere, we book it and we go.
Mm.
But thank you very much, COVID. Everybody's got COVID. And like, and now not only did they have it, now the kids have it. And that's where the problem comes in, because when the kids have COVID, then there's nobody to watch the kids anymore and you're trapped. You can't go.
Right.
So it's just me and my husband. We've decided that we're going to continue and go to New Orleans, even though it was supposed to be a party trip. And the truth of the matter is, it's like, if you're going somewhere with just your spouse, you go somewhere more relaxing, laid back. You're not going to go to like bar hopping in New Orleans like we had planned.
I think that you should definitely go on one of those airboat rides, yep, wrestle an alligator, okay, and like get me a necklace made out of like its claws.
Okay. Well, we definitely booked the airboat and we will be going to see the alligators. I guess I will wrestle one for you to get its claws. So.
Its claws. Yeah. Right. Yeah. At least 3 claws on a necklace.
Oh, I got to get 3 of them?
3 claws.
All right.
I mean, they have a hand. So. Mm-hmm.
But you know what I did that made me feel like a little bit of a loser?
Yeah.
So we had all of our dinner reservations planned. And then I had all the places that we were going to go after our dinner reservations. Like we were going to go to Frenchman Street for live music and those bars. We were going to go to a dueling piano bar one night. I made our dinner reservations later for my husband and I so that we could go and do those things in the afternoon.
Right. So you're still awake.
So still awake. And then it's still daylight out. And then we'll go to like a late dinner at like 9, 9:30. And by the time dinner's done at 11, well, then that's it. That's the day.
Bedtime.
Let's go to bed. Isn't that sad? Like, I mean, and I felt like a dork when I was doing it, but I'm like, I don't know. I feel like when you're partying with your friends, it's just a different vibe than when you're hanging out with your spouse by yourself.
Hey, listen, to me, it sounds like good planning.
I've never asked anybody for a selfie. All the people that come in and out the doors that we get to meet, all that, I've never once asked. It's kind of always been my personal rule. Last night I broke that rule and it was borderline humiliating, but I'm glad I did it.
Well, you know what? I mean, to be fair, typically when we're presented with celebrities or anything like that, musicians or something like that, there's somebody else with a camera. And so there's always somebody to get that photo. So we're left in a beautiful area. We're blessed, right? We don't have to ask for the selfie. But regular people, they just run up and ask.
Well, I don't know. And I think it's weird. So thank you very much to the International Greenwich Film Festival. They invited me to their big gala last night honoring Lin-Manuel Miranda. But here's what happened. So I was prepared for Lin-Manuel Miranda, and there was going to be some members from Hamilton there and from Encanto performing, and it was like a big deal. I was very excited. I mean, I bought a new gown.
A gown.
It's
a gown. It's a thing.
It was a black tie event. I haven't been to a black tie event since before the pandemic. I put on all my dresses, not one fit. I was like, this is a problem. I've got 3 days to figure this out.
And you have a lot of dresses.
I know.
She does.
Yeah, none of them fit. Cool. Anyway, besides that, so last minute, Lin-Manuel Miranda has a medical issue and he can't come. So his father's going to be there to present the award. But on his behalf, Jimmy Fallon is coming. Now, for me, I'm like, I know that, you know, people wanted Lin-Manuel Miranda, and I get it. But for me, like, that's exciting for me. That's somebody I look up to. Like, that is somebody like that I've watched his career and I've tried to model mine after his, not nearly to the amount of success that he's had.
I was going
to
say, you've got more work to do then.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very busy.
A lot more work to do.
So I see him and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, he's 1 foot away from me. I go, I'm doing it. And I grab my phone and go, I'm a big fan. Can I get a selfie?
Wow, you even said those words.
Oh my God.
It would have been better if you hadn't said the words. That's a fair point.
How did he take it?
He was so nice.
Yeah.
He said, yes, absolutely. And then I took the most awkward picture of us ever.
It's not a great photo of you.
I have crazy eyes.
You do. You do. You have a little bit of crazy. I was like, wow, she looks a little intense here. So I'm thinking to myself, either you're in the middle of a stimulating conversation where you guys are like telling jokes and now you're buddies, or you're a crazy person.
I'm a crazy person.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to see the picture, I just put it up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. Tell me if I look insane, and would you have asked a celebrity for a selfie? Did you guys ever do that? John, Sean, Raven?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Who'd you ask?
Oh, come on. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, of course.
Sean, you're so strange. Yeah. I mean, the only other guest would have been Count Dracula.
Yeah. But,
okay. I guess that makes sense. Did he give you one?
I was the first to approach him.
So no. So he was in a mood because he's Trent Reznor and he's always living in a mood.
I felt bad because I approached him after a show and I was the first one.
Felt bad.
And someone else, like I guess a lot of people noticed, like, oh, if he's doing it, then we will too. So a bunch of other people started too. And I was like, oh, now I feel like that guy who's like, yeah. I just put you on blast when you probably wanted to just relax.
Did you get the picture, yes or no?
No, I didn't.
God forbid you take a photo with a fan when you've made your entire life off the money of other people, digging your stuff.
He does seem very moody, though. He makes very angry music. Not a stretch.
How about you, John?
Huh? Patrick Ewing. I was 9 years
That's
old.
That's a good choice,
yeah,
actually.
Man. Yeah. I was 9 years old.
Wow, and you came up to his calf.
I came, like, literally, I remember like, being. I remember having never seen a human being that was that tall in my entire life. 7 foot one, bro.
And when you're nine.
Yeah,
nine. It's humongous. Raven, you or no?
Just a few weeks into this place, you couldn't come in one day, and I interviewed Hillary Duff by myself.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? She was so sweet. We started talking about dogs, and she's like, oh my God, you should have brought your dog. And now we're in our phones looking at dog photos, and we're both going down the elevator at the same time. I was like, you know what? I'm doing this. And she gave me a great photo.
In the elevator, you asked?
Yeah.
What
she gave me a great photo.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's
you
real
talk
weird.
To Trent Reznor. I'm weird.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 I'm a cashier at two supermarkets, and all I need to know about you is when you're talking on your phone on speaker when you're coming up to my line.
Oh, I can't stand that. I mean, when you're talking on your phone at speaker anywhere, frankly. I mean, in the aisle, in standing in front of the fruit that I'm trying to squeeze and walking through the parking lot and obstructing my car. Yeah, I mean, anywhere that you're doing that, you're a big jerk.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's no call that's so important. It's always the dumbest call, too. It's never like, oh, yes, doctor, let me talk to you. Oh, yes.
What is that, growth? Oh, good.
You're right.
Thank goodness it's not cancerous.
It's nothing that important, ever. Right. And Ann Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
Hi. If you're holding a dance competition at a school and using their facilities, there's Gatorade all over the floor and the desk, you tell me that the cleaners make more money over the weekend so I can leave it. That's all I need to know about you.
That is wrong.
I mean, what nonsense is that?
First off, everybody knows Gatorade on an auditorium floor is a death trap.
Right.
All right. So, I mean, that's not cool.
Absolutely.
Do we just leave bear traps in random hallways or stuff like that?
We don't.
It's fraught with danger.
It's true.
Second off, you're belittling the cleaning crew?
Right.
Listen, they're going to be there when they're scheduled to be there, and they're going to do a bang-up job when they get there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about how you're just going to leave all your nonsense and trash for them.
My little one, Dakota, she spilled Gatorade all over the floor. And I swear to you, it took like 27 Clorox wipes to get that not to be sticky again. And you want to leave it to the weekend on the floor where other people are going to be going? What are you, nuts?
Might I suggest a mop next time? But okay.
All right. I guess I can use that.
If you drive with your turn signal on for 2 miles on the road, that's all I need to know about you. Never turning it off, never actually taking that turn. Or if you're the person that uses the turn signal going the opposite direction from the way that you're actually going, that's all I need to know about you. I saw both of those things on the highway in the last 24 hours.
If you're going through a drive-through line and you think that's your trash can, the floor, and you throw everything out of the... I don't understand. This morning I was getting my coffee and like I'm going through the drive-through and like all over the floor at the pickup window, there's like bags. And I'm like, what are you doing? You clean out your car here? Go park the car and use the garbage.
We've said this before. Wherever you're going, there is a garbage can there. Somewhere between there and your home, you'll be able to find one. Just throw it on your floor like a normal person.
What is the thing that drives you crazy? You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Do you think it's okay to lie just a little bit sometimes? I'm afraid by telling the story, I'm going to get my insurance rejected. But
come on.
Well, so we had like the thing where... what's it called? We had to do your medical benefits, right?
Yeah, so open enrollment.
Open enrollment. So I took the highest amount for death insurance. If I die, my husband gets the money, you know? What's
perfect.
It called? Right, you know?
Yeah.
So I've never done it before, but because I requested such a big amount, they come to your house. Now, maybe you're familiar with this. I'm not. That's never happened. Mm-hmm. So the nurse schedules an appointment, and she shows up to our house, and like we're in our like my family room, and it's me and the nurse, and Paul is just looming over my shoulder, my husband.
Just waking, making sure you don't say anything stupid and, like, to screw this up for him. And he's got a plan.
And like, they make you do the pee test. They take your blood. She sure. pulled out a scale and weighed me in my family room. Like,
that's fun.
But then there's all the questions, right? She's going through all the questions, and it's like it's all this personal stuff. And and then she gets to, have you ever smoked?
Yeah.
So I go, well, I was in college, but I used to go out to the bars. My husband right behind me, No, she didn't. What? She has never in her life smoked a cigarette.
Why would you talk about randomly having a couple cigarettes over 25 years ago?
Because I don't know.
On a thirsty Thursday at Pace University. Like, that makes no sense. I'm with Paul on that one. That doesn't make any sense.
And the nurse looked up at Paul and winked and was like, he gets it. And then she checks and no. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did we just lie? Because I definitely smoked a cigarette when I was in college. I definitely had at least three, if not a few more.
Did you say out loud, did we just lie? You didn't say that, right?
No.
Okay.
I was like, no. I think it's okay. Like, if you lie just a little bit sometimes until somebody hears this and I get my insurance rejected.
Well, it's something about healthcare. I mean, I think everybody lies to their doctors a little bit, which is a place where it doesn't make sense to do.
Right.
But, I mean, I think that everybody does that a little bit. I can't even speak to my insurance company anymore. My wife doesn't give me permission. So, like the biggest thing is I called them one time and I had a crack in my windshield.
Yeah.
And forever I'd had glass coverage. And for some reason, when they renewed it, they didn't put it on there. Huh. And I nearly screwed up getting it covered after when I added it that day.
Because you told the truth.
That's right, because I'm stupid.
Because sometimes you have to lie.
Like,
sometimes you have to lie a little bit.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you lie just a little bit?
My friend and I, we work for the same company, and I knew ahead of time that there was going to be a bunch of layoffs because the company wasn't making what they needed to make. But my best friend, she asked me if I knew about layoffs that were going to happen because she was getting nervous. But she was also about to go out on her honeymoon. So she was like freaking out because they spent all this money on a wedding and she wanted to go on the honeymoon and not like worry about stuff. So I lied to her and I told her there aren't going to be any layoffs. I haven't heard anything about it because I wanted her to enjoy her time.
Then she got home from the airport and found out that her locks didn't match anymore because she'd been evicted.
No.
There's no more money here for you, girl.
I would lie too in that situation.
Oh.
It ruins their trip. It ruins her honeymoon. That she's got to be worried about that the whole time she's gone.
Oh, man.
You don't like get that time back. So it was like it just wasn't worth it to tell her then.
I agree.
I told you that I found out that one of the radio stations I worked for back in the day, it got sold my first day of vacation.
No.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. And then I had to decide. So it was a little bit of the same thing, but reverse. I had to decide because I found out before everybody else knew. I had to decide whether or not to call my coworkers and my boss.
What did you do?
I did. I was like the Grim Reaper for everybody else, I guess, with the bad news.
Oh, wow. Do you think it's okay to lie just a little bit sometimes? You know, I don't want to call it a white lie because a lie is a lie, right?
Sure, but I mean, it's only bigger or a problem when it expands, right? When there's different layers to it.
When is it okay to lie somebody just a little bit? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
When a cop pulls you over and he asks or she asks, do you know how fast you were going? You'd never know. That's the answer. You never know how fast you are going. If you weren't paying attention, and you're so sorry.
Which do you think is better, telling the truth or telling the lie, Anna?
I know what the right answer is because it happened to me on Rodeo Drive when I was in L.A. I was driving down the street.
What a name drop of the street you were.
100%.
I mean, you could have just said it happened to me. I was driving.
Nope, because you have to picture where I was.
Okay.
Right? I'm on Rodeo Drive. It's me, my cousin Angela in the passenger seat. My sister at the time, remember, my sister's 10 years younger than me. They were 17 years old. Her and her two friends were in the back seat. We were visiting colleges. And I got pulled over. And the police officer said to me, ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over? And I'm an idiot. Because I said, because I ran that red light. And he said, no. I said, because I was speeding. And he said, no. And I said, because I was double parked before. And he said, no. And then Angela, my cousin, said, Anna, shut up.
Yeah,
right?
And he told you to get out of the car and put your hands behind your back.
No, he laughed at me, let me go, and issued a girls a ticket in the back because they were jaywalking. They jumped out of the car at a red light to run into one of the stores. Who knew that was against the law? I didn't know that. There was no cars coming in every direction. I let them go.
Who knew there was any such thing as laws in this land, considering how many you had just broken in the last half hour?
Oh, but here's the good news. I didn't get a ticket.
And Ann Raven, when's it okay to lie just a little bit?
I think it was okay to lie just a little bit when my boss asked me to work late. I told him that I had to pick up my kids.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm cool with that. Yeah. That would be a perfect time to lie. I'd be like, I got to pick up somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody.
My gosh, when Raven first started working here, his excuse all the time was he had to go let the dogs out.
Well,
and that used to make me crazy.
Did.
I'd be like, are you kidding? Like, I've got like two kids I got to chase after, and you got to run out of here to let your dogs out? Like,
listen,
oh,
one of those dogs is 12 pounds.
Tell me about how little their bladders are.
All
again.
Right, so the
ahead,
tiny bladders
uh-huh.
can only hold
so
long.
Oh, they're
so
little, their bladders. Yeah.
I mean, oh. Their mom would leave at like 7 in the morning. You know, I mean, that's a long time.
Oh, it used to drive me crazy. Tana and Raven, when is it okay to lie just a little bit?
Just a little is like, I guess when if you're running late for your reservation and your wife asks you if her dress is a little too tight. I mean, yeah, I'm going to tell a little lie and say it's not.
Looks perfect. You're beautiful. Don't change a thing.
You shouldn't do that only when you're late. You should do that all the time. Not just like, oh, we're late for a reservation. Let me just tell her she looks fine. All the time you should tell her she looks perfect. Tana and Raven, when is it okay to lie just a little bit?
So I kind of lie to my husband all the time. I tell him that things cost half of what they really do.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So my daughter's really into dance, and he thinks that all the costumes are, you know, oh, that's not so bad, and little does he know, you know, how much they really cost. And but in the end, it's priceless. She loves to dance, but he doesn't need to know.
No husband should ever know how much those dance costumes cost for them to wear at once.
Wait a minute.
Without a doubt.
How much does a dance costume normally run?
$14 usually.
No. You're both lying to my face.
No, we're not. That's how much they are.
Well, then why would you tell them it was $7? Yeah. $14 is nothing.
Oh, is it?
I feel like you're both lying.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks it. Ready, Raven?
Go for it.
Number one, Walmart shopper is cited for accidentally shoplifting.
How do you accidentally shoplift? Okay.
Number two, woman temporarily goes blind after tattooing her eyes blue.
These people.
And number three, snake bites man's behind as he sat on toilet playing video game.
I mean, everybody's heard that story before. Let's go with Walmart, please.
Okay. Shoppers at Walmart are saying they're making mistakes at the self-checkout, and it's causing them to accidentally shoplift, which is getting them arrested and issued citations. Here's a woman talking about it.
Out of the shadows, two women just jumped out at me, grabbed the cart, and ushered me all the way back across the store into a tiny little interrogation room, if you will, and told me I was being arrested for shoplifting.
Basically, they're saying that the self-checkout lines, like those self-checkout isn't working, and people are just lurking in the corners, managers ready to take these people into these scary back rooms.
Yeah, you know why loss prevention is lurking?
Why?
Because you're stealing. Because you've been stealing. Because it's always the people that you look at that you think are not stealing that they're doing it. Yeah, I mean, one of the most popular things people do in shoplifting is use their baby as a shield. Let me put it under the stroller. Let me put it here underneath the kid and just say that I didn't see it. I've seen it plenty of times before. You're lying. You're a liar.
I had absolutely no knowledge, let alone the intention of not paying for my items.
I feel like she's not lying.
Okay. You're wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's why you're not in store security right there.
Listen,
they're not going to do anything for her anyways when she pleads her case like that and goes talking to the news. They're going to let it go. But the fact is that she's stealing and she knows it. You know when you don't scan an item.
I disagree. I think that I've had so much trouble with the self-checkout lately. I feel like those machines are all broken or something is wrong. Because now you've got to do the thing where you scan it. And then you got to put it on the way,
yeah.
And it has to acknowledge that it's there. But it's constantly like, Warning.
Yeah, but that's not a new thing. It's been weighing this every time. And so if you don't like the hassle of going through the self-checkout, don't go through the self-checkout. Actually wait for a cashier. But don't act like you don't know that you're stealing. If it's weighing every item that you have, if you go ahead and put something on there that you haven't scanned, it will stop you for that too.
It keeps saying, please wait for assistance. Please wait for assistance. And then the whole thing freezes and I have to wait like 5 minutes for somebody to come over. And I happened at the grocery store the other day. They took every single thing out of my bag and counted. And then it turned out that I accidentally paid for my Rice Krispie Treats twice.
Oh.
So I was like, well, I would like that money back, sir.
See that?
I would like that money back.
And you get your money back because there's a record of it. Because you weren't stealing. You were doing the opposite of it.
So okay? Not everybody's stealing. Some people are just accidentally paying more like idiots like me. That's it.
It goes both ways, I guess, right?
Yeah. Happens all the time. You get hurt, right? Like, you're like, oh, that hurt. But then you just carry on like nothing went wrong whatsoever. And then you find out afterwards, like you go to the doctor after a few days and you really messed yourself up.
Yeah, that's why I'm not actually going to the doctor.
Good.
Because I know what they'll say or I know the very least of what it is that they would say. And I don't want to hear it because I'm going on vacation. So it doesn't matter to me. So I was opening my pool the other day and I have to pump water off the pool cover. And to do so, I put these weights on top of the pool cover to create a deep area. That way the pump sits and it gets all the water out. So long story short, the water's pumped off and I'm going to pull these weights off of there. And I reach one and it's right at the end of my reach, but I'm able to grab it. Simultaneously, I have the cover balled up in my arms. And if I drop it, the dirty water, the leaves and stuff are going to fall back into the clean water that's under the cover at this point. So there's dropping it is not an option.
Okay.
All right. So I see that I can reach for the second one and I say, okay, that's good. But one of them is slightly out of reach. And this is the one that's going to hold me up. If I can't get this one out of the way first, there's no point in removing the third. So in my mind, I reach. I'm not going to be able to get there. I surmise that I'm going to jump up, simultaneously lurch forward, grab this weight, pull it back, elasticize my body back over the side of the pool, and maybe get a scrape, but I'll be fine. I've done this 100 times when I was youthful, something like this before.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I jump up in the air and gravity does the rest. Immediately come down on the side of the pool and hear a large, distinct crunch and feel the pierce immediately in my chest. If I didn't bruise my ribs, then it's the head of my pancreas or something like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure I cracked a couple ribs because I've broken ribs before, so I know what they feel like.
Why wouldn't you go to the hospital? I mean, you were in so much pain, which FYI, your wife didn't even believe you, right? Yeah. What happened?
She still doesn't believe me because there's no real bruising, which I told her means that I'm going to survive.
Or like, it's internal bleeding.
No, internal bleeding. Sooner or later, you would see something. There'd be some jaundice going on here or something. But I know what they're going to say. They don't even wrap ribs anymore. They just give you pain management stuff and they tell you to take it easy for a few days. A lot of the times, if nothing's poking out, the doctor feels that there's nothing, you know, truly dislocated, they won't even take an x-ray.
Yeah, so you're just carrying on with this injury, and meanwhile here you can barely move, and every time you breathe it says you're complaining that it hurts.
I can't walk at the regular speed.
Good.
And I definitely cannot cough, and half the times when I laugh or breathe, you'll hear me in the middle of a word. That's because I'm injured.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you carry on? Like, you got an injury and you just kept going.
And when I was a kid, I was playing around with my brother and we were like chasing each other around the house. So I like tried to jump up on this thing. I throw my hands up on the wall to like brace myself and get away from him. So like a couple of days start to pass and my body's hurting and it's aching and my wrists are starting to bruise. Parents take me to the doctor to see what's going on. It turns out that I broke both of my wrists when I did that.
Oh my gosh.
Man, when you're a kid, you'll do anything to keep playing, right? We'll do anything to keep going. Yeah. Oh, it hurts, but I'll be fine.
It seemed like a smart idea.
That's crazy.
I just can't imagine both my wrists being broken and like going to school and having to write and figure it out and you don't realize it. You just think you're sore.
My dad would tell me to walk it off.
I'm pretty sure Raven broke his rib and he refuses to go to the doctor, just carrying on like it's no big deal.
If I didn't crack two ribs, then I bruised like my pancreas or something like that, because it's painful. It's affecting everything in my life.
1-800-330-9999. When did you hurt yourself? You just carried on like there was nothing wrong. And then when you went to the doctor, you found out there was definitely something wrong. Hey, Anna and Raven.
So I was at a birthday party a few years ago, and I got involved in a vehicle pedestrian accident. And rather than going to the hospital, I decided to go on vacation the next morning.
Good.
And it took me 2 days to realize I had a huge hematoma in my leg, and it's a whole big ordeal. So, yeah.
Wait a minute, you got hit by a car and you decided not to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
She was on vacation. She was going
on
vacation.
You know, we make bad decisions when we're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was my decision.
No, I'm aware.
It took no explanation whatsoever. But here's the good news. It's been enough days where there's no hematoma. Nothing has emerged from my body.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and you're right. They don't do anything for broken ribs anyway, so
right.
You're fine.
Right. How was your vacation, by the way?
Oh, it was great until I went into shock, and that was not fun.
Oh, I'm hoping for a different result on mine.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for sharing.
Tana and Raven, when did you carry on, but you shouldn't have?
So it wasn't actually me, but a kid I played football with, he got his fingers stuck in a helmet, and it bent it completely to the side, so it was sticking out.
Oh.
And he just goes, "Coach, I broke my finger." They taped it up and continued to play. And he just complained about it for, like, days to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a legend, though, in your sports town. What happened to him now?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right.
He went on to play in the NFL and made millions of dollars.
Oh, Never mind.
Or he's teaching PE at another school somewhere.
Anna and Raven, when did you get hurt and you carried on?
Actually, this was my husband. He was fixing the washing machine. There was a cabinet above his head, and he reached up. Then he stands up and he hits his head on the back of the washing machine, grabs his nose and says, "I felt this before." He ended up breaking his nose.
Oh my
sat
God.
Down, finished fixing the washing machine, then went to the emergency room.
Of course, that washing machine's got to be in place.
And you got to do the laundry somehow.
Yeah, we got to get these hoses hooked up here.
Exactly.
All right? I'm going to need clean clothes. The blood on this shirt. I'm going to need a clean shirt.
Exactly.
Anna and Raven, when did you carry on? What happened?
Oh, man. High school. It was my sophomore year. A friend, we were jumping on trampoline, bigger guy, landed right on me and my foot. And I was like, oh, this is different. This does not feel like, oh, my God, I think something's wrong. Like, I think I broke my foot. And like, no, like my mom was like, no, you're fine. You're fine. We went for a week. It started to get black. I was on my broken foot for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, I'm so paranoid that if my dog gets a scratch on them, I'm on the phone at like 6 a.m. in the morning freaking out talking about it, right? If it was my kid, I'm dragging them to the doctors right away. But for whatever reason.
No, she was like, you're fine.
Yeah. 20, 30 years ago, our parents were like, no, the deductible? No way. Like the deductible was what, $40 back then? $20 back then?
In parents' defense, it's hard because they're always getting hurt. So it's like they're always sick and they're always getting hurt. And then you have to figure out what requires a time. Like Danielle, my best friend, takes the kids every single time. I do it like 50-50.
This woman had the black foot.
Right.
What are you talking about?
It's a little different.
Suffice to say, her mother should have probably been a little bit more caring. Sorry, Mom.
Oh. Well, I'm excited. Are you? Here's the thing. You can learn anything on YouTube. Each of us has been assigned something to learn. And today, you're going to learn how to beatbox. Producer John has been working very hard on this. What do you think, John?
When I got this off of the spinning wheel, I was pumped, man, because this is just learning a new instrument for me, right? In fact, that's even what the guy on my YouTube video said. He's like, this is an instrument that not only do you have, but that you create yourself.
Oh, wow. He's going to play his own instrument with his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he's excited about it, which is good.
All right. Should I play this first clip?
What's up, world? My name is Spencer, and I'm going to teach you how to beatbox in 1 minute.
Oh. Wait a minute. Are we going to be able to do that at the end? Because I really want to do that.
Not in 60 seconds.
He just said it.
There's no way.
He said 1 minute, Raven. We could do this. All right. So
All right.
So now I just play the next clip?
I guess so, yeah. It's three easy steps, basically. There's three different sounds that he's going to walk you through.
Okay.
And with those three sounds, you're going to be able to beatbox just like he did.
All right, let's hear.
The first sound we're going to learn is the kick. You want to start by saying any word with the letter B. Boom, beatbox, Beethoven. Now what you want to do is not vocalize it and focus on releasing the pressure from the center of your mouth.
But just don't vocalize it, though.
What the heck does that mean? What does that mean?
So you say boom, but you take the boom part out. So it's just boom.
So, hold on. Raven, stop. I have to listen to John do it correctly. Like.
What?
Is that right?
Maybe like with less spit, but yeah. Mm. Yeah, that kind of thing.
All right.
Second sound is going to be the snare. You want to say any word with a hard letter K or a hard letter C. Car, cat, kangaroo. Again, what you want to do is not vocalize it and then focus on that pressure.
So it's just that first hard consonant, right? It's like that.
Okay.
Whoa!
That actually was pretty...
Starting to get it a little bit, aren't I?
I heard it.
Kangaroo. I mean,
he did it a little.
There's one more there. You got to get the symbols in there.
I'm already far more impressed than I thought I was going to be with John.
Me too.
The last sound we're going to learn is the hi-hat.
Whoa.
You want to say anything with letter T, like towel, take, or tennis. Again, you want to not vocalize it and just focus the pressure on the tip of your tongue.
I like this guy thinks we're so dumb that we can't think of like words that start with the letter T.
Am I alone here, though, that every time he says, you're going to think of a word, and he says a letter, you automatically think of the dirtiest word in your vocabulary?
No, that's just you.
No.
Okay, that's just me.
Just you.
Yeah. All right, good to know.
So, all right, so now do it. So you do it, John, you do it.
So, all right, ready? So it's...
I mean, I'm pretty impressed. Yes, it's good. Perfect.
Anna Zapp spit a verse right now. Here we go.
I don't know how to rap, but I'm going to try right now because I got this dope beatbox in my head. All right. I think we're done here.
Just say yo three times after that.
Yo.
Pretty good.
You're about to learn how to make balloon animals. Get excited. All this week, things you can learn by just watching YouTube. And I was assigned the last one, which is making balloon animals. I ordered a kit from Amazon for $9. It came with like 7,000 balloons and a pump. Raven.
I mean, you got serious about it. I have to say, I mean, I was very impressed that, number one, that you were able to get one inflated over there.
Yeah. You have to use the pump. But here's the guy from YouTube that's going to teach us how to make these swords. These are balloon swords.
My name is Joey, and I'm so glad you're here because we want to help you, the balloon twister, to start and grow profitable balloon twisting businesses.
We're going to make so much money.
Wait, we're going to get rich?
We're going to get rich making balloon animals.
We're going to get rich.
Yeah. All right. All of us have a balloon here, and they've been pumped up except for mine.
For this sword, you just need one 260. In this case, I have the dark blue.
So, is this a 260?
I don't know. I didn't know that balloons had numbers.
Yeah.
That's like the first, it's 101 in balloon training.
This is heavy. I mean, this is, if we're going to be professional and lucrative about it, we got to know the numbers.
Right, we should just start naming our balloons or anything that we create after this so that it sounds like we know what we're doing.
Well, mine's a 74. I guess it's fine. Yeah.
It's a good model.
Definitely sounds more impressive. All right, here we go.
Go ahead and blow that up all the way so it's nice and flush on the end.
So here's the thing about blowing up these balloons. You got to get the pump because otherwise it's too hard.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh,
you'll
no.
You're already broken. Good way to give yourself an aneurysm.
Oh, my God.
I did, though. I tried to blow it up without it. And that happened.
Right. Go back to the pump.
All right, go back. Hold on. I got to get the pump. It fell on the floor. Okay. Hold on. I'll play this while I inflate.
You can borrow my balloon. It's
I'm having a heart attack. All right, here's after you blow up the balloon, here's what happens.
All right, we're going to start on that nub side of the balloon on the bottom. And you're going to start by twisting that first bubble to create the handle of the sword.
All right, so we have to make the handle of the sword.
Yeah.
All right, so you have to make
it.
Here, don't make the mistake where you make the handle too big. Otherwise, your sword comes out too short.
Too short.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a tie.
Right. Then next.
As you squeeze up the balloon, you're going to make a loop twist, which is just like a circle right there. And then twist that into the top of the handle you just created.
Okay.
Like this?
No, you didn't do that right. All right, so here's what we have to do.
Boy.
I'm still blowing up my balloon. This is a lot harder than we thought it was going to be on the air. Hold on. All right.
You had such confidence a minute ago.
I practiced this for like an hour earlier today. All right. So here we go. So what you do is first you make the handle. So you twist it three times. Three times is the magic number to twist. Then you make a big loop like this. Okay.
Huh?
Here
that?
Go. Nope. So go like this.
Dang it.
All right. So now you make a loop this
okay.
way.
Okay.
Now you take that loop and now you also incorporate the loop into that loop.
Wait a minute.
See, like that. How are you going to make money, Raven, if you can't make a sword? That's the easiest thing. No kid God. Even picks the sword. They always
a lot of pressure.
Cooler.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So you
like that.
All right, I got it.
All right. What? We're making a video of all this.
How come my sword doesn't work?
All right. Good. Well, we're going to put this on our Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can see how to make a sword. All right, one last thing we need to do.
So just make one more loop twist, the same exact size as you just did, and that's going to create the hilt of the sword. Just twist that in about 2 to 3 times. All right, you have just made the balloon sword.
Well, I how made come, a balloon sword, not come, Raven.
Mine doesn't look anything like yours.
Yeah, I got
Who's
it.
Who's got the biggest sword? Let's see.
Well, are we looking at length? Curvature, because this one looks like it could go around the edge of the
you
earth.
You do, Anna. You have the biggest sword.
Oh, that's all she wanted.
That's all she wanted was validation.
All right, so maybe this was complicated online, but on air, but when we put it up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, you can also make an incredible sword.
We should just share this guy's video.
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Chris and Amanda. Amanda, what's going on?
Well, we're going to be getting married.
Congratulations.
And thank you. My parents are going about this in a little different way than a lot of parents do. They are very supportive of our marriage, but they're not big on big weddings. They're going to give us $50,000. But they would like it to go towards a down payment on a new home, which I think is amazing. What a great start for our life. Most people our age can't afford to get their own home or do something like that. He wants to still spend it on a wedding. I get that his family wants a wedding, that's exciting. I'm a chick. we dream about weddings our whole lives. But, I mean, this is real life.
Let me understand this. So your parents want to give you $50,000, but they don't want you to spend it on a wedding. So basically, they want you to elope?
They would like us to elope, yes.
Huh. Okay.
And to use the money towards something that just is more substantial for us.
Chris, you're not on board with this?
I mean, I understand, you know, the housing market and the concept. And obviously, they want us to have kids and they want us to have a home. And these are all good things, right? But I think that, one, there's the ritual aspect of it, right? Like having your friends there and your family there to witness it. And also, happiness is only real when it's shared. Eloping, of course, like, all I need is her. You know, like, of course, it's really between the two of us. But to share that moment with the people that are the most important in my life, I'd like to share that happiness with my family, with my friends, you know? It doesn't have to be a huge wedding, right? But I don't want to elope. Like, I want to share that joy with my friends and family, and I want to experience the transition from being, you know, single to being a married person in front of all my family and friends, you know?
I mean, you can hear already, it's going to break his mother's heart, because you have to choose between pleasing your wife's parents, your new in-laws, and getting the cash payday, or busting your mom's heart. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, real fast questions. One, Chris, are your parents putting any money towards the wedding?
No, my parents are not in a position to, but
okay,
also,
no, that's totally fine. I get it. Okay, that's all I need to know. Amanda, would your parents be opposed if you took half the money and put it towards hopefully being able to buy something and the other half and put it towards a party?
Yeah, they would not be happy. They would see that as being very wasteful. They want the money to go towards a home.
All right. So I guess the question is do you forego having this big wedding where you guys are going to put yourselves in debt? You know, because that happens a lot. You know, Amanda, you just keep your fingers crossed that they give it to you at the wedding. Or you just take this $50,000 windfall, put it towards buying a place that is your own, and you guys elope.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
You know, it's got strings. That's the problem. It has strings attached. So Chris and Amanda are planning a wedding. Well, they were. They just got engaged. But Amanda's parents are very anti-wedding. They think it's a waste of money, like all this cash you're going to spend for a party. They said to them, we will give you $50,000, but not for a wedding, for you to put on a down payment on a house. And just forget the wedding. Go elope. If you guys are in love, that's all you need.
You know, I understand that Amanda's parents have the best intentions truly in this, but the truth is they should have just kept their mouth shut, all right? If they had this $50,000 set aside and they want to give it to them for the house, you know what you do? You give it to them as a wedding gift.
Well, what if they need, but they said they don't have any money, so they would have to, they'd need that money to pay for a wedding.
But you know what? Plenty of couples have paid for their own weddings before this, right? Mm-hmm. You don't need your parents necessarily to step in and bail you out. You will scale your plans based on what is available to you. Again, like you said, you know, a gift with strings attached is never truly a gift, is it?
That's what Chris wants to do. Chris says, no, we just won't take the money. We'll just save and we'll have our own wedding and then whatever. But Amanda's like, let's just take it. Why do we need to have a big wedding anyway? It's a waste of money. 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I think it's a very generous gift, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, hopefully. And I don't see why they can't do both. You know, when you have a gift, it should be a gift. It shouldn't be a gift with restrictions.
Yeah, I understand that. But they also, parents are trying to say, we know what's best. So before you basically put yourself in a whole lot of debt, how about we just give you this gift, you buy the house, and you just move on with your lives?
Every individual has got to live their own lives. Parents can't live lives for their children.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Chris and Amanda recently got engaged, but I mean, it's an offer you can't refuse unless you refuse it. Amanda's parents are kind of anti-big wedding. It's a waste of money. They don't really want to pay for it. So they said, you know what? We'll give you $50,000, but you got to use that money for a down payment on a house, not towards your wedding. And Amanda's like, okay.
Yeah. But Chris says, no, no dice. I've got a family here too. It's not up to them to make that decision. I want you to imagine for a minute, right, that you're engaged, you're excited, and you go over and you want to talk to your parents about your wedding. Not to ask them for money or anything like that. You just want to talk to them about the excitement of planning your wedding day. And they say, why don't you just elope? It's no big deal. That's heartbreaking, isn't it? I mean, that doesn't sound festive at all. Where's the love, Mom and Dad? I mean, yeah. Don't you want to celebrate with me? Don't you want to welcome our in-laws here, too? You tell me we're going to do a barbecue at the house and it being the same thing. It's not the same thing.
But people spend a lot of money on weddings when they can go towards buying a house, which is a lot more beneficial for the future. And that's what they're trying to stress. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I am on his side. My parents did the same thing. They said, you have this amount of money. You can have the money and have no wedding, or you can have a wedding. There can't be strings attached to the money.
One of the biggest things that I could ever resent in life, Anna, is that people that do favors with a string attached, right? Now, this is your family, obviously. They have the right to tell you what it is that they wish that you would do with the money, but to make it a yay or nay, it's this way or no other way, it feels like they're forcing you.
No, they just want you to do what they think is right.
Right!
But, I mean, I don't know if it's right or not. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on her side. I think that weddings are just such an outrageous cost. If she doesn't care about having a big wedding and being a bride in front of a ton of people, they can just have a smaller wedding with their families and take the money and put it towards a house, which they might have forever.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on his side. Many reasons. The wedding, that's something someone remembers forever. There's the pictures, there's the memories, there's the dance. The dance alone is a memory that should last forever. But I also feel if you spend the money, you're going to seriously make at least half of that back anyway in presents. So that solves the problem.
Except now girls, your parents are so mad. Now your parents are so mad.
So funny just how girls vary from, oh my God, definitely buy the castle. Let's be a princess, right? And by the castle, I mean the wedding of their dreams versus raised ranch. No, we'll get back to that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Chris, our audience agreed with you. Amanda, you have to be on the same page, and you're not on the same page. If Chris wants to have a ceremony and wants to have a party and wants to have a reception with all his family and friends, you need to figure out some kind of compromise and let your parents know that you reject their offer and just hope that they give you that as a gift.
You know, I understand. We do have to be on the same page. I think our options are going to be either we take the money for a home or we just have no money for a home or a party. Unfortunately, might be where, you know, our options lie. And we'll be on the same page. We just will be waiting maybe a lot longer for the wedding that he wants.
Chris, you must be happy, though, right, that you got your way?
I mean, it's not about, like, my way. The idea is for us to, you know, share that moment together. And we should all be happy, you know. It's not like I'm winning and you're losing type of thing, you know. That's not how I want to look at this, you know. Like, I'd like all of us to be happy together, you know.
Well, I think your mom will be relieved either way.
Yeah. You have a problem, too. Send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot is $300 thanks to DoorDash. With DoorDash, you can order it all. Use the app or shop online at DoorDash.com with promo code ORDER22 for 50% off your first order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash. All right, Lisa, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Lisa.
Okay.
Thanks, Raven.
Okay. So, Lisa, this is how it works. We have $300 on the line. Raven is walking out of here. Door's closed. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He comes back in, answers the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Christopher Lloyd was trending on Twitter because the psychiatrist in the Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp trial has a shocking resemblance to his character, Doc Brown. What movie franchise is Doc Brown from?
Oh, I'm just going to take a guess. Edward Scissorhands?
Number 2, Billie Eilish shares how it is to live with Tourette's syndrome on the new episode of My Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman. She won an Oscar this year for Best Original Song that was for what James Bond movie?
Live Another Day?
Number 3, HBO Max is coming out with a Scooby-Doo spinoff series titled Velma and will star Mindy Kaling. In what TV series did Mindy Kaling play Kelly Kapoor?
Oh, God, I know. Medicine Woman?
Number 4, the last episode of The Ellen DeGeneres Show airs today. Ellen's first guest was on to promote the finale of Friends and was once married to Brad Pitt. Who was that?
Jennifer Aniston.
And number 5, Millie Bobby Brown wants Stranger Things to go full Game of Thrones and start killing people off this season. Who wrote the novel Stranger Things?
Oh, God, John. Pass.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Wow, okay. Lisa, that was terrible. But you know what? You're going to get a T-shirt no matter what. And that's all that matters at the end of the day.
How'd you do?
Thanks.
Lisa got one. She got one.
Great. Good job, Lisa. $300. Here we go.
Number 1, Christopher Lloyd was trending on Twitter because a psychiatrist in the Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp trial has a shocking resemblance to his character, Doc Brown.
Okay.
What movie franchise is Doc Brown from?
Back to the Future.
Yes. Number 2, Billie Eilish shares how it is to live with Tourette syndrome on the new episode of My Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman.
Yeah.
She won an Oscar this year for Best Original Song that was for what James Bond movie?
No Time to Die.
Yes. Number 3, HBO Max is coming out with a Scooby-Doo spinoff series titled Velma, and it will star Mindy Kaling. In what TV series did Mindy Kaling play Kelly Kapoor?
That's The Office.
Correct. Number 4, the last episode of The Ellen DeGeneres Show airs today. Ellen's first guest was on to promote the finale of Friends and was once married to Brad Pitt. Who was that?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. And number 5, Millie Bobby Brown wants Stranger Things to go full Game of Thrones and just start killing people off.
Perfect.
Who wrote the novel Stranger Things?
I don't know. Author Stephen King.
Nope. Was not Stephen King.
No?
No. Gwenda Bond.
Oh, that was my next guess.
You know it was not.
Never even heard that name before in my life.
Lisa, he beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven T-shirt.
Thanks so much. This Lisa can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Lisa. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Thanks. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400 tomorrow, Anna.
Yes, and thank you to Jerry, Megan, and Sally. They all submitted questions that I used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annaandraven.com.